Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodim Chalchav Tess, Siman Aleph. So we left off in the middle of Siman Aleph. So we're picking up in the middle. V'yesh Omrim Shemechayavim Lamed B'Shas Chazar Sashatz. So the Chayodim brings an opinion, which the Ramah says that the people should stand during Chazar Sashatz. The reason why that would be so is because the original Takana of Chazar Sashatz was to be Moitzi, the people which are not able to daven themselves. So that's that. Everybody agrees with that. The people are going to be yotzei with listening to the chazaras hashatz. So the shatz, the sheikh tzibur would daven to quietly to himself. And the eker reason why the sheikh tzibur davens quietly to himself is to be mesader his tefillah, to prepare the tefillah. In general, whenever a person is being moitzi the tzibur, he's supposed to be mesader beforehand. So therefore, even, for example, a person who is totally fluent in all of the Torah, he's a Balkari, which is very, very familiar with it, he has a halacha that he should prepare the parsha at least once beforehand. He can be Mavri Sedra and be Yotza that way. He doesn't have to necessarily do it from a tikkun, but he should look it over beforehand at least once. So similarly, the Shatz, before he's being Moitzi the Tzibur, should be Mesader his Tefillah by saying it once quietly. So that's the main reason why the Shleich Tzibur says it quietly to himself. Now he starts again, and this Tefillah which he's saying again is the Tefillah of being of Shemoneh Esrei, which he's being Moitzi the Tzibur with. So the people which are listening and being Yotza with him obviously have to stand. And the halacha is that they actually have to stand with their feet together, and they should bow at the appropriate times, etc. But nowadays, when we say everybody is a baki, and really we're not doing it to mochi anybody, does the halacha of standing still remain in force? Or since I'm not being yotze with him, I'm allowed to sit? That's one issue. The second issue is we have a general rule of a davar shebekedusha, something which is a davar shebekedusha. You have to stand for that. So during Chazar Sashatz, which is a Davar Shebekedusha, you require a Davar Shebekedusha is defined as something which requires the minyan to do. So it's a Davar Shebekedusha, we should require standing. So that's two reasons why the Ramah says that the inyan of the person should, the tzibur should stand during Chazar Sashatz. So he brings that down as a Yeshua, remember, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that we do not require people to stand. The Gemara says it's vayamid ha'am, and one explanation means that they not that they stood, but they were quiet during that period of time. So the Shulchan Aruch's language is that they should be quiet and be mechab into the brachas, and the Ramah says in Siman Kuchav Dalad Sif Dalad. And some argue that that you should stand, and the Mishnah Berurah brings over here that this explanation, and then he says, and he brings that this was the standard meaning of the Kadmonim, that the tzibur would stand during Chazar Sashatz. Okay, point number one. V'im yesh rak tes hashamim vechem hen yashin. So you have a minyan mesumsum, there's 10 people, the shliach tzibur is one, there's 9 people listening. One of the 9 people listening is, or one of the 9 people there in the tzibur is sleeping. And he's not listening because he's sleeping. Yesh tizor la kitzo kereshi yishoma. So we should be careful to arouse him in order that he should be able to hear and listen to Chazar Sashatz. And if there's a minyan mitzumtzum of 10 people, the Shliach Tzibur and the 9 of the Tzibur, and one of those people is still davening Shemoneh Esrei, so he cannot listen to Chazar Sashatz and answer Chazar Sashatz because he's still davening. You should wait until that person finishes. B'di'evet, if we cannot wait, or we cannot arouse the person, so b'di'evet, he is mitzaref, but v'davka echad. But the Chayanim adds that this halacha that you can mitzaref a person who's yashen, or a person who's davening, it's only if it's one person, but if it's more than one person, you cannot do that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah will discuss that there's other opinions on this issue, that maybe you could be mitzarif more than one person in that situation, and we'll talk about that more, Beis Hashem, in the next year. Have a good day.